So about 6 years ago is when I started my recruiting journey going to my junior year of high school. And since then, I've learned a ton about recruiting. I've worked with tens, hundreds of families in the recruiting process. And now I'm going to share with how I think about recruiting nowadays, because if I did, I think I probably could have got 50 plus scholarship offers. And so I'm going to share that with you, so that way hopefully you can get 50 plus scholarship offers. Absolutely crush it. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lewer. I'm a former college quarterback. I played at the NIA level. I played at JUCO as well, junior college, two-year school. And I was recruited all the way from D1 down to NIA and JUCO. And so I record this stuff so that way you can learn from my mistakes, my experiences, and hopefully that you'll work with me one-on-one at your first scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarship and more. So let's dive into it. So first, I'm going to start off with the old way that I thought, my process, that way you get an understanding of it, and then we'll go into some changes that I would make. So the biggest thing is I started very late in my process, because the number one lie, I'll say the lie because I just don't think it's true personally from my experience, but the thing is I had these beliefs that shaped my recruiting journey, and again, I wouldn't change anything about it, but it's the reason why I didn't get recruited to the level that I think I should have, or not should have, but could have. And by no means it was my recruiting process terrible. But essentially, the whole idea of playing well and they'll find you really is the reason why I started so late. And not only my thought, I think my dad thought the same way. That was kind of my partner in my recruiting process. And so I had this belief that, hey, if I play well, they'll find me, I'll get offers, etc. And I eventually realized that wasn't the case. Once I finally started the recruiting process, I immediately realized that this is a much different game than I thought I was playing. I thought I was playing the football game. I thought I was playing the cream rises to the top. Instead, once I stepped foot at that first camp, that's what I think back to when I started the recruiting process, was I had this first camp at San Jose State. I went there with my 7-on-7 team, and my eyes were open to the recruiting process as a whole. And so I discovered that it is about, of course, your talent. Your talent is what's going to get you recruited ultimately. That's your product that you're bringing to college coaches. But it's all about the way that you market and sell yourself. And I realized at that moment that I needed to market myself. And I hadn't quite realized that, but I started to realize, like, shoot, I need to get known by more coaches. And so this whole idea of playing well and they'll find you it just doesn't work. And it's going to work less and less as we go on, because there's just too many high school football players out there, and coaches don't recruit the same way that they used to. They're not pulling up in person all the time. They're using things like Huddle and online to figure out, okay, who do people say are the best, or, you know, who's popping on my feed and everything like that. And so you have to figure out how to get in front of college coaches, get them to watch your film and evaluate you, so that way they can make the decision, hey, do we like this kid or not? And so that's the biggest thing to me, is I realized early on that that was a lie, and I realized that too late. And otherwise, I would have started my process probably freshman, sophomore year, ultimately. I would have started going to camps. I would have started reaching out to college coaches, but I started too late because I believed that for so long. And hopefully you're hearing this now, and whether you're starting later in the process than I did or starting earlier, you can realize this now, so that way you can fix that mistake and start focusing on recruiting as a separate game. The recruiting game, where things like marketing and selling yourself and doing all these separate actions outside of the field, because recruiting, again, it isn't a game played on the field. Is it a product of what you'd put on the field? Yes. But if no coaches know about you, you're not going to get recruited no matter how good you are. And so you need to make sure that you're putting time in to doing the actions that get you noticed by college coaches. And so after that, I started going through the process, and I started, going through my high school journey. My junior year, I really didn't play much. I didn't have much film, so it's not like I was going to get a ton of interest or offers or anything like that. Senior year was more of my year. Was able to start to rack up some offers after that season, and then I went to the junior college level, and I had a much better understanding of the recruiting process, and was able to get a lot better attention, a lot better interest, a lot better offers out of that, and then ended up committing to the school that I went to. But I look at it like the junior college level was my second chance. And that's why I did much better, because some of the mistakes I made in the past were able to be corrected. And so some of the biggest ones, I'd say again, where that was that big one of like, I realized that playing well isn't going to just automatically get you recruited. You need to put in the actions to actually get yourself recruited. And again, I think I threw 97 passes in my JUCO career, not even 100 passes, and yet I was still able to get a D1 offer. I was still able to get a bunch of other scholarship offers, got a $70,200 scholarship for the 2 years of school that I was doing, everything like that, despite not even, I mean, for half a season of my second year there, I wasn't even a starter. Like, I only started six games, something like that, in the 2 years that I was there. So again, it's not like I was playing that well. So ultimately, if I did nothing, I probably wouldn't have gotten recruited at all. So that goes to show how important it is to just put yourself out there, because if somebody that does this that had much better film than I did, you're going to absolutely crush it. And then on top of that, I just realized how important relationships are. I mean, going from high school, I continued a lot of those relationships over, and that was monumental in my recruiting, allowing me to get a kickstart. Because a lot of people just kind of like, I saw a lot of guys from high school in the JUCO, either they didn't have anything going on in high school, which is fine, but a lot of guys did have stuff, and then they just didn't really carry over those relationships into the JUCO stuff. And that's where a lot of guys fall short. And so you want to make sure that you're leveraging that to your fullest, because you never know what a coach is going to end up or what's going to happen. For example, you might not be planning on going JUCO, and then, or with the transfer portal, things shift around so much that having those relationships, keeping those strong, just presents you a whole world of opportunities. I mean, I can't even explain the amount of things that happen because I continue those relationships. And I still talk to some coaches today because they're like, hey man, love what you're doing. We still touch base every once in a while. It's just awesome to keep those relationships because, again, you never know what's going to happen. So the biggest things, how I think about recruiting, if I could go back in time to probably my freshman, sophomore year, is just make myself realize that, hey, recruiting is a separate game from what is on the field. You need to think of it more from a business approach of marketing, sales, and product, and focus on relationships, which is focus on building relationships, being a leader with coaches, and taking action, being aggressive in recruiting. And I think that if I did that from right at the start, I ultimately don't know if I'd be talking to the camera right now, but I think it's safe to say my recruiting would go significantly better and probably would double from 20 to 25 offers to 40 to 50. So hopefully you can take those approaches into your recruiting and just start getting a lot more interest, a lot more offers, and hopefully get 50, 100, 200, 500 scholarship offers and just absolutely crush it. So with that being said, if you got something from this, if you enjoyed this, be sure to subscribe, like, and also if you want daily insights to your inbox, then you can go down below to the link and just sign up for daily emails from myself on lessons and more on how to get recruited and how to get a college football scholarship. Peace.